SF MoMA curators Sarah Roberts and Gary Garls.
This was made at a time that Rauschenberg was really thinking in a very deep way about what makes a painting, what qualifies as a painting, what are the edges of that definition. The surface is covered with torn strips of newspaper that are dipped in a shiny black enamel and then stuck to the surface individually just by the stickiness of the shiny black paint. If you're standing in front of the painting, there's an area of really strong drippiness on the left-hand side. It turns out that there was a little accident with the painting. At one point in the 1970s, a house painter came and spilled some white paint on the left-hand side. And Rauschenberg decided, you know, rather than to consider it ruined, he essentially took a cupful of black paint and tossed it on that half of the painting and let it run down, kind of adding a layer of paint, adding a layer of history, and really not taking the original surface too seriously.
He didn't want to make art that expressed his personality. It wasn't about his emotions or feelings. He wanted the viewer to have their own experiences. Newspapers are about information, about daily life. And so the use of crumpled up newspaper completely obliterated so that news, that information, is no longer there. You are going to be telling your own story in the experience of this painting.
Rauschenberg's son, Christopher.
When people come up to a painting of my dad's, there's not a meaning in there that they're supposed to get. There's a whole series of conversational openings based on what is your experience, what is your mood today. If the artwork is just sitting in the warehouse, it's incomplete. It's completed by you coming and looking at it and going into conversation with it.